Singer Selena Quintanilla, better known as just Selena, was a true 1990s phenomenon. She was Billboard magazine's top Latina artist of the 1990s and best-selling Latin artist of the decade. This despite the fact that she was killed in 1995 by the president of her fan club. Selena's death at just 23 sent shockwaves through the Latino community. Then 2 years later, a movie about her came out, titled simply Selena, with Jennifer Lopez in the title role. That was 20 years ago this week. Fans in Corpus Christi, Texas, the area where Selena grew up, are gathering tonight for a free movie screening. Vanessa Erazo is a film editor at Remezcla. She's been writing about the legacy of Selena, the movie.
I think 2 decades ago, when it came out, it was really fresh right after her death. So it was something that I think, a way to say goodbye, a way to be able to see her perform one last time and kind of some closure. But now, 20 years later, I think that much more people were able to appreciate who she was and the symbol that she is for Latinos in the United States. I think not just Mexican-Americans, not just young women in Texas. You know, I'm Mexican, Salvadorian, American, and I grew up in California. And this film meant a lot to me and to my friends, and the story of an American dream. It has a tragic ending, and I think that that is something that a lot of people can relate to.
I'm sure you've got some thoughts on the kind of people who made the movie. It was an all-Latino cast, Jennifer Lopez, of course, Edward James Olmos playing her father. And the first time a Latino film in Hollywood would become so popular outside the Latino community, right into mainstream America. Did this usher in an era of more Latino movies?
You know, this movie was very special because this already had kind of a built-in audience, so it was less of a risk, I would say, for the studio.
Right.
They knew that there was money to be made. But it's still rare for a U.S. Latino film, something that's in English or maybe a mix of English and Spanish, that's set in the United States, about U.S. Latinos and starring and directed by Latinos, to hit box office numbers like this movie did. But it's at least a little bit better on television. In film, it's pretty abysmal.
For young women watching Selena tonight in Corpus Christi or anywhere maybe screening, what's it going to mean?
One, it's a reminder, you know, that a lot of the issues that are in the film are still so existent today. One of my favorite scenes from the movie is when the actor Edward James Olmos, he's playing the role of Selena's father, and he says, you know, we got to be more American, the Americans. We have to be more Mexican than the Mexicans. We need to prove how American we are and how Mexican we are. You know, he said, nobody knows how hard it is to be a Mexican-American in the United States. And I think that that applies not only to Mexican-Americans, but any sort of hyphenated American in the U.S., where you're always trying to prove that you're American. And I think that this film actually proved that Selena was American. You know, I think that before that, for people in the United States that had never heard her music and don't listen to music in Spanish, they would see a picture of her or hear a song and assume that she was probably from Mexico. There's a very important moment in the film where she's already very popular, has a lot of money. She's in L.A. for the Grammys, and she goes to the mall to look for a dress. And there's a woman that says, like, oh, no, I don't think you can afford that dress. So the film perfectly encapsulates all of that. It's like the American dream. She could reach all levels of success, but some people are always going to question who she is and where she's from just because she's Latina. The two songs that are on the movie soundtrack that are in English are really emotional. And one of them, you know, Dreaming of You, is a song that became a hit after her death, that she was recording an English language album. They play that song in the final scene of the movie when she's, you know, she's died. So to me, every time I hear that song, it's so tied to who she was and the symbol that she is.
Vanessa Erazo, the film editor at Remezcla, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.